This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Drop a beat.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Have not heard from Kirk Cousins' sit-down interview yet. Guess who got him? Bussin' with the Boys pod.
Kirk Cousins, the Falcons, there's no beef involved.
No, and I don't think there can be. I don't think it's helpful. Like, we're trying to win a Super Bowl, and...
Earlier on the show, Texans head coach DeMeco Ryans. Legendary Hollywood producer Jerry Bruckheimer. Coming up from Apple TV's Constellation, actor Noomi Rapaz. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Yes, it is. Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show's on the air. Great, fun chat with Jerry Bruckheimer, the legendary producer of films and television and so much more. We've enjoyed binge-watching and seeing on the big screen. We're streaming right here on Roku. That was an hour number two. Great chat with DeMeco Ryans, Houston Texans head coach, who's going to soon learn what his schedule is. All of us learning together tonight on NFL Network at 8 Eastern Time. 3 hours of an NFL Network reveal of the NFL schedule. I'm chatting with Tirico, Al, Joe Buck, ooh, Nance.
Whoa.
Tomorrow's show. Nance is on because it's a tradition unlike any other.
Nice.
Where he joins us the day after the schedule release because he loves the schedule. He loves looking at it. Where is he going to go? Who's he calling? We know his first game of the year already. It's Bengals and Chiefs in week two on CBS. Well, that's his first exclusive late window. I'm sure he'll be calling a first week matchup with Romo, a one Eastern game. And I'm sure there'll be tons of good ones that the NFL still has on the table after announcing. The Thursday opener is Ravens at Chiefs. We already know it's Packers at Eagles in Brazil the Friday. And then we know on Sunday that it's going to be Browns hosting the Cowboys for Tom Brady's first game in the exclusive doubleheader late window on Fox.
That makes sense to me.
We know that. And we also know the Monday nighter. The Jets at the 49ers.
Oh, nice.
So that'll be great.
Nice.
You know, we'll see how that looks. And I gave my 2 cents on that. Listen, we know the Niners are going to have to host the Jets. Jets are going to have to go out there at some point. Just didn't think it would be week one. But that's the beauty of this, is the order of everything. When do they play these games? Ravens and the Chiefs. Bengals and the Chiefs. We knew that was going to have to happen, but back-to-back to start the...
Ooh.
Three-peat campaign? Didn't see that one coming. Mm. And then what's game three? And, you know, and how often are we going to see the Chiefs on national television?
A lot.
I think they're going to see the full max.
Yeah, a lot.
The full max. So, in the spirit of knowing these games are going to be played, we just can't wait to find out when they're going to be played and on what network so we can figure out, is it a Thursday, is it a Monday? How do I need to change my schedule that it's already, you know, vacation time or confirmation and bar mitzvahs and weddings and all that? Who the hell gets married during football season? You know what I mean? Is that wrong to ask?
No, I mean, you get that invite, you're like, well, I'm not going.
Right? I know, right?
Yeah, you're like, we have no.
I got to my 40th
football season. Come on,
exactly.
Think of your friends.
Please think of your friends. But we also know Mrs. Butker didn't have a say.
wow.
So it's time for power rankings. I've got my power rankings of the top revenge games of the 2024 NFL season. Hit it.
This is my
power rankings. All right, everybody, here we go. My power rankings of the revenge games. Revenge game number 10. He used to run for one team, now he runs for the other. They said, thank you for all your service in Aaron Rodgers' final years here. You helped his MVP campaigns. We liked having you here. But we like Josh Jacobs better.
Ooh.
And Aaron Jones is like, fine, I'll go play for the Vikings. How many times have we heard this story before of a Packer wanting to get back at the Packers through the Vikings?
That guy was almost MVP that year.
Aaron Jones, when are the Vikings going to visit the Packers? And how many times will they dial up a play for Showtime in Lambeau Field when that happens? kind of dig it. Yeah, obviously it's not the biggest revenge game involving a running back. We'll get to that. Put a pin in that for later on in my power rankings. Number nine, however, is the moment that Derek Carr will be able to tell the Las Vegas Raiders not today. In the same way they told him once upon a time that they were done. Even though it was Josh McDaniels who was basically sending him home after Christmas Eve.
Totally different coaching.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Totally different front office. Same owner, same haircut, different setup. But still, I don't believe that will matter to Derek Carr when the Raiders stroll into the Superdome. Don't know when. Don't know how we're going to see it. Don't know if that's going to be a nationally televised game. But Derek Carr taking on the Raiders and seeing Davante Adams as an opponent again on the same field. That's number nine. Number eight. I have a feeling this is going to be a good one. And maybe, just maybe, again, I've seen the schedule, but I haven't seen everything yet. I will just proffer to say, I bet you it's going to be early. Because if the league is going to make sure that Steelers at Broncos has Russell Wilson as the quarterback.
Got to have it in that first, you know, like 6 weeks, you know what I mean?
Don't you think?
Yeah, yeah.
Black
just in case.
Gold. Here we go.
But, I mean, it's not like this guy changes teams a lot in his career. He was in Seattle forever, and the league basically said, the gods basically said, you know, even though you switch conferences, for some reason, it just calls for your new team to go visit your old team. And the Steelers and the Broncos just happened to have been scheduled to play each other this year, and he goes from the Broncos to the Steelers because the Broncos say, we're done. We're going to eat the largest dead cap ever.
Russell Wilson is on the Steelers, TJ. I mean, come on, dude.
I mean... Didn't I say
so,
this where he should go?
We will see Russ in Denver. That's going to be a good one.
Nice.
I might have had it a little too low on the list here, but it could be Justin Fields in Denver, and that's a totally different story. Number seven on the list. This is, I don't know if it's technically a revenge game, but it was the best wild card game of last year. And the Rams are slated to visit the Lions again.
Ooh.
And, you know, it's going to be Stafford visiting the Lions again. And Goff now making an APY that I'm sure Stafford's like, P-A-Y me. In the same APY, you know. And and no Aaron Donald this time around. I just kind of dig Rams at Lions again. And put them number seven on the list just because of this. Number six, I'm going to go another playoff rematch. When the Chiefs go visit Western New York again, it's just going to be another big time game, and I can't wait to see it, because this was best divisional playoff game of last year, correct? Right? This was right down to the wire.
Yeah.
And this is when, you know, you're supposed to get Mahomes, you're finally home in Buffalo, and Chiefs are playing their first ever road playoff game in the Mahomes era, and he goes into Western New York and takes care of the Bills. One and done's him, as a matter of fact.
Yep.
So, actually, that's not true. Bills. Chiefs at Bills is just going to be a great
Bills beat the Steelers.
Replay of last year's playoff game. And it's always great when these two teams play each other. Chiefs and Bills. Certainly when they made a trade for one another in the with one another. Again. Could you imagine if Xavier Worthy goes ahead and scores a touchdown in this game? Sorry, Hopkins. Hoskins, sorry. Number five on this list. Kirk Cousins in Minnesota. That's all. Kirk Cousins in Minnesota. When are they going to put him in Minnesota? How soon are they going to make that happen? Are they going to go midseason just in case he has an Achilles hiccup?
Yeah, you got to wait till he's fully healthy. Yeah.
Will it be Penix versus it could technically be Penix versus J.J. McCarthy
instead of a revenge game, a national championship rematch.
Yeah. Okay, except this time it's JJ in purple, right?
Right.
So either way, it's a revenge game, pretty much. Okay. So that's number five. Number four. When are the Buffalo Bills going to be sent to Houston for Stephon Diggs to get the football multiple times? That will be a week. We just had D'Amico Ryans earlier on, and like, hey, he's just one guy in a very talented wide receiver room. How are you going to split the footballs up? In this one, I think Stephon Diggs will say, I don't care how you split the footballs up, as long as it just stays intact. And I get it. That's it. Stephon Diggs and the Texans taking on the Buffalo Bills. And by the way, that will be a huge football game amongst two teams that have aspirations of telling the Chiefs, finally, not your year in the AFC. Number three, just cause. Cowboys at Niners.
Yay.
This is one of the best games of the year for interest
graphic.
For a whole great bunch photos. Of reasons. Because going all in means I want different results.
Here we go.
And the team that has beaten the Dallas Cowboys in the 2021 playoffs and the 2022 playoffs last year told them, good luck when you make the playoffs with a team that comes into our house and loses 42-10. And sure enough, despite an excellent regular season after that boat race, that was essentially the narrative. Like, you know, good luck in the playoffs. And they got one and done by the Packers. Can't wait for this game. Number two, in terms of revenge games on the schedule, when is Saquon Barkley going to show up in MetLife to take on the Giants? When is Eagles at Giants? I can't recall another. Can you guys recall another division opponent taking away the heart and soul of another team's roster and putting him in their uniform and playing him the next year?
Heart and soul and then playing them?
Yeah. That's Saquon for many Giants fans, heart and soul of the team. And he's like, yeah, I'm leaving. I'm going to the most geographically close hated rival down the turnpike.
The only one that comes to mind is Bobby Wagner. Went
right.
to the Rams, right? And then played the Seahawks the next year.
I guess, but it wasn't like an hour and a half drive.
Right.
Next door in the state, there's a ton of those fans already.
Right.
It's kind of crazy.
I'm trying to think.
It's a rarity, and Saquon's going to want to hit them hard. That's number two. Number one.
Here it comes.
Number one revenge game on the NFL schedule is the Super Bowl rematch. When are the Chiefs visiting San Francisco? When is that happening? Who gets it? Is that going to be
Sunday night, right? Night.
You think it's a Sunday night?
Yeah.
Why not?
I don't know.
Don't you want the biggest CBS audience?
CBS would say, we got a pretty damn big audience. 60 Minutes is next.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Except on the West Coast.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. ESPN will be like, we'll take another Niners home game.
Good Monday Nighter with the Manning cast and Belichick side by side.
Chiefs at 49ers?
Either Dallas, one of those is going to be 49ers, Dallas, or this one.
They did put the Super Bowl rematch from last year on ESPN. So.
Yeah, that's true.
So they're, I don't know.
It's a good one.
Those are my power rankings of revenge games.
Okay.
You know, there are a couple other options.
Like
I don't know.
Revenge games. I like that Rams-Lions one. That was a really fun playoff game last year.
It was the best wild card game.
Yeah, really fun game last year.
Oh yeah, and the place was lit.
And now you got the backdrop of, like you said, Goff getting paid, and Stafford's like, "Hey, I'm still here. I won a Super Bowl."
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Back in his old place.
I think Stafford would like an adjustment to his contract. Mm-hmm. Didn't Les Snead talk about that when he was on the show here too? Yeah, these are the best options. I mean, Diggs going from one team to the other and they play each other. Saquon going from one team to the other, they play each other. Cousins going from one team to the other, they play each other. Russ going from one team to the other, they play each other. It took a year for Derek Carr to finally get his. Aaron Jones stayed in division.
Yeah.
Those are the ones. And then Chiefs and Bills play each other. It's always great. And your Cowboys, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Every time they take the field this year. Every time.
Going to win. That's what's going to happen.
Okay. So tomorrow when I have you do the win-loss game and you say no, and you say no because it's too soon.
You make me do it 2 months before everyone else has to do it.
You got to do it.
why can't I be like you? Wait till the team gets assembled. Make it through training camp.
What do you mean, wait till the team gets assembled?
The team is assembled.
Who else is coming?
You know,
this is a team. They hardly did a thing when it was time to assemble.
People don't disassemble. People don't get cut during training camp. Am I missing something?
But not like surprises. There's not.
No one. Wait, what?
I don't know. Your team, you just said. You're expecting a surprise cut on your team
of significance.
I don't know. But I'm saying you always try to make me do it too early.
You volunteer to also.
No.
Blatantly false. I'll do it because I'm not.
It's
afraid.
Interesting though that you.
I'm conveniently not here.
You're conveniently not here.
He's got to give it. You have to do the Jets. He's got to do Dallas.
Susie could do. She could do the win-loss game for the Patriots.
Well, last year I did it. Remember, I did it with Edelman right before the season started.
That's right.
Last,
that's fine. You know what? Year.
Should we do that again as another tradition?
That was pretty fun. Yeah, we were both way off.
Susie will do the Patriots win-loss game tomorrow.
Yeah.
Should we get Coop out of class to call in?
Now you're talking.
There we go.
Now you're talking.
Man, I don't know.
I'm like bone crusher. I ain't never scared.
We got to educate
him. TJ's going to be dead on or within a game.
Thank you, Mike. I usually am.
And he usually is.
Give me credit for that.
What are you complaining about?
But in the playoffs,
wait, did you say 11 and 6 last year or 12 and 5?
Yeah,
what did you say for the Cowboys?
I think I said 11 and 6.
Yeah, he was like one off.
Yeah, you're one off. Yeah. And they're 12 and 5. Right?
I've been either on or one off every year I've done this.
Yeah.
But of course, people will comment.
You're pretty good at it.
Oh, bro.
You're the worst.
At the beginning of the year when I do it, YouTube just eats
me. I'm a little too optimistic.
They eat you alive.
Why do you care what YouTube says?
I get
why. Because sometimes people say nice stuff.
Yeah, I tossed last year's schedule. You know what I'm doing? I'm going to get the schedule tonight, the color coded one, I'm gonna laminate it because you know I always destroy it. I always.
Oh yeah, it gets to be wrecked.
I'm gonna get it laminated. Boy, I've got nothing to do with my life.
Laminated.
Well, I mean,
NFL schedule.
You're at the lamination part of
I'm
your
at the lamination
you know
part
I mean?
Of my life. Yeah.
Rich. Well, give me. Like give it to
I'm
me.
Dead
I'll
inside.
I'll take it to Kinko's for you tomorrow after work. I'll make us all copies and laminate them.
By the way.
No, you're not
enough.
Getting the schedule early. Come on now.
Give it to me tonight, Rich.
I see what you were doing.
Yeah, I'll give it with the rest of America. I will receive. I'll give it to you tonight.
Well, you know you like stuff printed. Guys. Email it to me. I won't look at it until tonight.
Listen, everybody laugh. Everybody laugh about how I'm taking my status of being mission critical so critically when Jerry Bruckheimer creates a new television show called Mission Critical.
Which I had to throw in there for you.
It does sound like it. It does sound like something he would create.
He didn't like the paper aspect, but he liked the name. It's going to happen.
About, he didn't like that. The mission is involving the dissemination of information and paperwork.
What are we talking about?
Like, no, terrible idea. But Mission Critical is great. David Caruso is coming out of retirement.
I think maybe
he stars in Mission Critical.
I think maybe since we seem like we're in good with Mr. Jerry, we should come up with a pitch and hit him with it. You never know.
Let's get a little cameo.
What?
Stranger things have happened.
My setup day. Are Mission Critical.
Oh, see?
No, they're not. They're not Mission Critical.
I wanted Brockman to
they're
say
not.
That.
They're not. They're not.
I wanted Brockman.
They're not.
Yeah.
Memphis versus Michigan does not need you to take off Friday to make sure it goes off fine on Saturday. Mike. That's Mission Critical right there.
By the way, I thought that was Caruso at first, but it is that's
that
you.
Is me.
That's you. Yeah.
Oh,
that
by the way, they did a great job.
That day was amazing.
I got guys jackhammering behind me.
I know that's can we make sure that that's mission, that's not mission you know, critical, uncritical? Can we uncritical that mission?
I thought someone was
Numi Rapace is about to come out here talking about
Dr.
Constellation.
I mean,
my God. All right, that's next. This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Mission Critical.
Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least The partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN. Noumi Rapace here on the Rich Eisen Show. The radio audience just returned, and we just saw a clip of Constellation, available now for streaming on Apple TV, and that is obviously available right here on the Roku platform. What a wild show this is. When you first read a script, what was your first thought when you first read the idea of Constellation?
I felt that Peter Harness had been studying me. So Peter Harness is a British writer who lives in Sweden with three kids and a Norwegian wife on a farm that is like 30 minutes from the farm where I grew up, which is so weird. Like, the coincidence is like strange.
And his, you are Swedish.
Swedish Spanish.
Okay.
My father was Spanish. My stepdad Icelandic. Mm-hmm. So I've been moving around, but I just felt like this was kind of written for me. And it was too many things that were so close to home. And I fell in love with the story and the character. And also I was kind of frightened by the aspects of different dimensions of life and what is true, what is truth.
And it's tough to figure out when you're watching this show.
Yeah.
Quite a bit.
It keeps you alert. You need to pay attention.
Exactly. And again, as I mentioned, it's available on Apple TV, available on Roku. And, you know, we'll talking a little bit further about this in a minute. But I want to thank you for being here. Normally, I say that at the end of an interview. But guys, I don't know if you recall, but Noumi was supposed to be here a few weeks ago. Right. And I think, were you on your way to the studio?
I was in the car. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I've been in the car for like 45 minutes when I got the call.
Oh my God.
Oh no.
And the call was, well, listen, a manhole cover exploded outside of our studio and knocked out power to all of El Segundo.
Yep.
And we couldn't do the interview.
Yeah.
Now, straight up, again, we just met, but I feel like I know you.
Yeah.
Did you think that I was trying to get out of doing it? Or did you believe like a manhole cover had exploded?
It just felt really unreal. And then I was like, wait, what? I can go there. I mean, sure, it's going to be on in like half hour. And they're like, no, the building, like, it's dead. Like, there's no lights anywhere. So I was like, okay. And I left the next day. I went back to Europe.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, but I really love your show. I really do.
And I appreciate that.
Yeah, so I really wanted to come, and now I'm here.
Because again, you know, I would say you could ask the LA Lakers if I was lying, because their offices are down the street, and the whole area just went out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's.
I don't know. There's something like, I don't know if there's been like higher powers trying to stop us to do this, but like when I was flying in from New York a couple of days ago, I had to emergency land twice in St. Louis, Missouri. Twice.
Hold a second. So you had to make an emergency landing twice in the same city?
Yes. Different aircrafts. Flew from New York after 2.5 hours up in the air. They're like, we have a situation. We need to emergency land in St. Louis, Missouri. Went down. Spent like a good 8-9 hours there. They flew in a new aircraft from Houston. We boarded the aircraft, went up. After 10 minutes, it's like, we have a situation.
On this one too?
Yep. I had to turn around, and I had to spend the night in St. Louis.
So you being up in the air and then having life different on the ground is not just your television show.
Exactly,
is what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
A little bit of a specialty.
We got through it.
We're here, yeah.
Because it's kind of, just to say, hey, listen, we can't do the interview because a manhole cover exploded. It does sound too wildly specific to sound real.
Yeah.
You know, so I appreciate you accepting.
But now I know it was the truth. It's
the truth is out there in a manhole. Yeah. But that actually did happen, you know.
Witnesses.
It's funny. Back in the day, I don't know if this is oversharing. You know, I was in high school and I wanted to take a particular classmate of mine out on a date. And she said, I can't make it because my family and I are going to Sarajevo this weekend. And I thought that was too oddly specific of a country outside of the United States to be real. I'm like, if you don't want to go out, just
tell me. Just tell me. Yeah.
You know?
Did she go to Sarajevo?
She apparently did. And then we never went out. So now the fact that we've gotten through the manhole cover.
We healed an old trauma in you.
And we are now here, finally getting to meet one another and talking about your show. Again, Constellation on Apple TV. We've had Jonathan Banks on this program, a huge fan of his. He's a co-star on this program of yours. What was it like working with somebody who's been a legend in this business? A lot of people obviously know him from Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul. What was it like for you?
I mean, watching him, it's just a masterclass. I got lost sometimes just like looking at him. I remember we were shooting a scene and the coverage was on me and he was, you know, kind of going in, describing something, talking about like, you know, angels up in space. And I was just like looking at him and then it's like goes quiet. And I was like, it's me. I completely lost myself in him and forgot that I had to answer him. I mean, he's just incredible. There's some mystery going on. Like, it's like this weird, strange balance, or it's a contradiction. He's like has like tenderness and violence mixed, and you kind of want to lean in and just be like, you know, you kind of want to be on his side and be protected by him, but he's also slightly scary. So he's like, he's just an incredible, like, I don't know what he do and how he does it, but I want to learn.
You know, I felt the same way getting to meet him as well. And then I think he set the record for cursing the most on live radio and TV
Well, we've been doing press junkets together.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So what was more, I guess, disconcerting for you, working with him like that or Zero Gravity?
Oh, Zero Gravity was a lot. I was alone up in that aircraft. Basically, like the ISS, we recreated the ISS. So it's it's a replica. It's
the International Space Station that's in this show. Yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
So the conditions I worked in was really kind of, it was narrow. It was hard work. We had a whole team and there was no floors to be, because in the space station, you know, you float, so you're not supposed to walk.
Well, I mean, there's no reason to have a floor.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. So it was really, it was intense. It was long days. It was very physical.
So how did you mimic zero gravity?
I was on wires. I think I had like 3 months of preparation.
Wow.
Just like strengthening my core muscles, my neck muscles, because I need to like hold myself up. You know, it's like standing in plank for hours.
Okay.
So, and it was very exhausting. And, you know, in the end of the day, my body was just like aching.
No kidding.
Yeah. So I would say that, you know, working with Johnny or floating is harder. Johnny, like Jonathan Banks is one of those actors that you just, every takes is different and he's mesmerizing.
Mm-hmm. And so, wow. So did you work with astronauts? Did you speak with astronauts?
Scott Kelly, who's kind of quite famous American astronaut. He was a man on set. Like he was there doing rehearsals. He was there when we were shooting. And it was extremely important for us. Michelle McLaren, the director of the first block, who I absolutely love and adore. She's a very stubborn, passionate director, and she really wanted to get it right. And so did I. So we really kind of worked hard to make it feel credible and realistic. And Scott was, you know, our truth teller. You know, I was terrified when he wasn't set.
Wait,
like,
why?
If he would come in and say, like, I don't believe in the floating, that's not how we do it. You know, it's like, and I worked so hard to make it look real.
Yeah, but I've been working on my abs and my neck muscles, Scott. Give me
a
break,
for months.
Man. Come on now.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But it was really a dance, you know, because it's like me and the whole team, you know, camera, amazing camera department. And we had to time everything perfect. And there's a guy sitting with a remote control up in that corner, looking at my movements, giving cues to someone else who's giving cues to the camera team. So everything had to be synchronized and be perfectly timed. So it was a big machinery.
Fantastic. And again, that's available on Apple TV, Constellation, which is available right here on the Roku platform. I have Noomi Rapace here on the Rich Eisen Show. How'd you get in acting? How did that happen? So you're growing up in Sweden?
Is that what in Iceland. It's starting in Iceland.
So in Iceland.
Iceland, yeah.
I grew up, I've been sharing a lot about my high school life with you.
Yeah, bring it on.
No. No, but I grew up in Staten Island. My neighbors were Icelandic, and they were just wonderful people.
They are.
They were really,
so I moved to Iceland when I was 4 and a half. Okay. And strangely enough, it just felt like coming home.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it. Something about the nature, the country, it's very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a strong energy, and I always felt a little bit like an outsider in Sweden.
Okay.
I was too loud. I was too emotional. I was too, just said things straight up. And they was like, Swedish was like, oh, can she just be a little bit less? And Icelandic people was just like, yeah, come on. Just.
You were too intense for Sweden? Is that what you're saying?
I felt so, yeah.
Okay.
I always kind of felt like I needed to. I didn't really fit in the lane how to behave. And Icelandic people are a bit louder, a bit more.
Okay.
They're just, I don't know, island people, they're very honest and straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
So I moved there, and then I ended up being an extra in an Icelandic Viking film. and you know.
By the way, Noomi, I've been fortunate to do this show almost 10 years. And when I ask people, how did you get started?
Yeah.
I've not been. So I just wound up being an extra Viking in an Icelandic movie. And that's
one of the first scenes that it was like running out of a building on fire. And I was 7 years old, and I had like dust in my head.
What do you mean? You're 7 years old on fire running out of a building in an Icelandic Viking
movie? Was not on fire. The building was on fire. But
oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
My bad. Thank goodness.
Yeah, but
all right.
I mean,
all right.
It could have happened.
Right.
But I was, you know, I loved it. It was like, I felt like I entered a safe place of possibilities. I remember just, I didn't want to go home. I said to my mom, no, I'm not taking the clothes off. I'm keeping them. And she was like, they belong to the the costume department.
Nice.
I was like, no, like I am this character.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, dirt in my hair. It was this like kind of, you know, kid in the crowd who was dancing around a fire. And, you know, it was a big kind of wedding party. And I think it was like 2 a.m. in the morning. And the director, everyone wanted to take a break because we were working like 17 hours or something ridiculous. And I kind of asked for a break, and the director was furious and said, like, what? We're working. Don't you see? We're making art. And he was like, how old are you? I was like, 7, you know, like it's 7. And he was like, see, she's not complaining. That's a real actress. And I was like, oof.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And it sounds like it's, listen, you can't just be a wallflower of thin skin if you play the lead of the girl with the dragon tattoo, which you did for the Swedish version of the film. Now that is some hardcore material for you to have to, I would think to have to internalize and execute the role.
Yeah.
Like, I would imagine one of the toughest things you've ever had to do. Right?
Yeah. It was like a year and a half of my life. And it felt like Lisbeth Salander was like holding my soul in a firm grip.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came out of that shoot, I remember like we rapped and everyone was like euphoric and opening, popping champagne. And I was like, just went to the toilet and I was like throwing up and my whole body was just like,
really?
It was so strange. It was like exorcism. It felt like I was like, my body had to throw Lisbeth out of my system.
Yes.
And I came home and I remember we like felt really lost for a couple of weeks. And not really knowing who I was and what this character had done to me. So it was an intense a year and a half of someone else living in my system, a troubled person living in my system.
My goodness, a troubled person.
My goodness, yes.
That's what I'm saying. Like when you when you play a role like that and that person becomes part of you, that could kind of mess with you. Pretty much.
It does. Yeah.
You know?
It does. Yeah.
Right. So that's why I wanted to, you know, mention that, because obviously terrific. But what do you get mostly people run into you to say, hey, I enjoyed you in that or I enjoyed you in this? What do you get the most?
Weirdly enough, different in different countries.
Okay.
But I did a movie called, now it's Constellation, because a lot of people are watching and have seen
question.
It. But before that, What Happened to Monday?
Mm-hmm.
It's a movie where I play 7 sisters. It's on Netflix. And I play Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Play 7 sisters.
Yes.
And that movie has a very strong following. And a lot of times, like, I was, like, in this club in Paris, dancing, sweating, doing fashion week, and it was, like, hip-hop, and, like, and then 3 different random people big dude to come up to him. It's like, you're Monday, right? I love that movie. So it's like, so that one is strangely enough a movie that a lot of people have seen and a lot of people love and watch over and over.
So, of all the days, you get Monday more than any of the other days?
Because the movie's called What Happened to Monday.
I see.
But everyone seems to have a favorite of the differences.
Your favorite day?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, what is your favorite day?
I like it. So congratulations again on Constellation. The Emmy conversation is red hot surrounding this, not just you, but the show itself. Congratulations
Thank
on
you
that.
So much.
And thank you for being here.
I love being here.
And I think we've made it through in one piece. The lights
I think
are
so.
On.
The lights are on.
Can you guys check on all the manhole covers around the community here to make sure that we're good?
We're good.
We haven't heard from the Lakers. Everything's
no emergency landing.
All systems go. All systems go. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
You got to check out again Constellation on Apple TV, which is available right here on Roku. Don't miss it. We'll figure out the rest of this show when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
Boom.
Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people, or as you might know from their jingle, O-O-O, O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs, because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
Back on the Rich Eisen Show, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Tonight at 8 Eastern Time, schedule's released.
I can't wait.
Did you hear that for the first time, back in the day, John Mara, the co-owner along with the great Steve Tisch of the New York Football Giants, was asked if the Giants would participate in Hard Knocks. Let me get the exact quote here from John Mara.
You're looking it up. This one right there is.
He said at the time, that announcement will come when I'm next to my father in the gates of Heaven Cemetery.
Wow.
Well, he's alive and well, thank goodness. John Mara is a good man. The Giants and HBO and NFL Films and the folks at Skydance announced that there is a first ever off-season Hard Knocks, that they have been embedded with the New York Giants the second the 2023 season ended, and they have had access, and starting July 2nd, so this will be summer viewing prior to the actual Hard Knocks, which is yet to be announced, and if it's not the Chicago Bears,
then what are we
doing? Apparently have to do it. Like they're on the list of teams that can't say no to it.
Right,
they're
it's
on
like, the clock. It's like Broncos, Saints, and I mean, Bears,
just
I think
this is
Broncos would be good too.
Who the
I
Broncos?
I think it's Broncos, Saints, Bears. I think are the
there's
two
no there's no knocks, there's though. No way it can't be the Bears.
No, it has to be the Bears. You're right.
Because the Bears, if I'm not mistaken, are in the Hall of Fame game as well. I mean,
yeah,
it'd be perfect.
So you've got locations of Illinois and Canton and wherever they're playing their preseason games. That gets announced tonight too, by the way. And
I would say for sure it's a lock to be the Bears. Yeah. And you got the Caleb Williams, like right. the best quarterback,
but
you know, coming into the league in quite some time.
We'll find out just how much access there is, because since the end of the season, you know, there was an overhaul in the Giants defensive staff. Wink Martindale, adios. Yep. There was also Brian Burns acquired from the Carolina Panthers, which was a huge,
yep.
huge new league year maneuver that has been completely under the radar. This guy, Brian Burns, has become one of the best in the business in Carolina, where, as we all know, few people are locked in on Carolina Panthers football. And he's going to now come to New York. That is a huge maneuver. Certainly as the Giants loading up more on the defensive side of the ball, as they appear to still be offensively challenged with the departure of Saquon.
Yeah, I'm excited for that episode of the negotiations with Saquon.
I don't know if we'll see all that.
There's a bunch of crickets.
Will we?
They apparently didn't offer him anything.
But just, will there be meetings in Joe Shane's office that we're privy to hear them talk about this sort of stuff?
Or the decision to draft Malik Nabers instead of taking a quarterback?
Right, the pro days.
Yeah.
The top 30 visits with J.J. McCarthy and with, I assume, Penix, and any of the conversations that turned out to be fruitless with the Patriots to try and trade up for Drake May, and anything that all those conversations and grinding of the quarterbacks, does any of it reveal anything to do with Daniel Jones's future?
Are we talking about rumors? That'd be awesome.
I don't know. Again, it was just rumors. That's all I heard at the combine yeah. was how the Giants are going to go for a quarterback in this year's draft because they are done with Daniel Jones. And even with them being done with Daniel Jones, they knew everybody who was, again, when I come back from the combine, it's multiple people telling me the same thing. And all of that still was predicated on Jones is coming back this year and they're going to use him. Mm-hmm. It's not like they're going to cut him and he's done. Like, done. Like, he's still, even if they did pull off the trade for Drake May, he'd still be there with Drew Lock in the quarterback room.
Yeah.
It really would have been probably Tommy Cutlets who'd be eating it, or he'd still be there because there's no reason to cut anybody right now, one would think.
I'm fascinated. I think this is a really cool, great, innovative idea. This is going to be really fun to watch.
I don't know. I mean, you do have to be privy to a lot of private conversations for this to work. Otherwise, what is it? Like watching the coach pack his bags for a pro day? You know? Like, are we mic'd up for having J.J. McCarthy put him on the board? Like, McCarthy said he threw with the Giants on Easter.
He met with them twice.
Didn't he say that it's the first time he's ever thrown on Easter?
Yeah.
And so, do we see that? Like that?
We better. But like you just said, what's the point if we're not kind of seeing all this stuff? We're not going to get 100%. Behind,
one
but
would
I
think
mean,
not, because this like, is a lot of confidential information.
Give me 65% at least to make this show kind of worth watching. It's got a huge potential.
Because I would prefer a training camp version than an off season version.
If we're gonna get all this stuff, then yeah, it's gonna be a huge
I don't
hit.
Think we're gonna get all that stuff. You just can't, because their private conversations about going for Drake May absolutely washes over on their opinion of Daniel Jones. Don't you think? Which needs to remain completely intact, because he's going to play some meaningful games for them this year. Unless Drew Lock balls out. Drew Lock is going to be your week one starter for the Giants, I would think.
I would think so. Because Daniel Jones got hurt late in the season, pretty much, right?
I do believe it was in October, wasn't it? Or early November? All these dates bleed together.
Yeah.
So that's an interesting new twist that there's an off-season Hard Knocks. So now you get an off-season Hard Knocks. You got an in-season Hard Knocks.
He came
you got
back
an off-season
early,
Hard
early
Knocks.
November.
You've got a training camp Hard Knocks. When are we not going to have a Hard Knocks? A bye week Hard Knocks? Is it a bye week Hard like just a Hard Knocks on a bye week?
All the bye
just
weeks.
Following everyone around? The bye week Hard Knocks, following people around on their bye weeks. That's not bad.
That's pretty fun.
Vacation.
I mean, that's kind of like the
vacation?
Birthday party top 10.
Yeah.
I mean,
who would you want to follow on their bye week?
Yeah.
It's the same thing. It's who you want to hang
on
with.
Bye weeks.
Bye week. Hard Knocks.
Pretty good. Like that.
Instead of sprinklers
exposed. Mission critical.
You can do
we got a Hard Knocks. Mission critical. Me, you could follow me around where I refuse the number of times that I'm tempted to break my NDA to give away the schedule that I know. I've known the schedule almost 24 hours
now.
You
would be training right now all day. Leaks, leaks, leaks.
Yeah. I won't break my NDA for anybody.
Mike, just go ahead and hit that screen real quick.
I can't.
Mission critical.
We don't have to post it. I can't.
Yeah, we do. We post everything.
But we don't have to post it is what I'm saying.
Don't do it, Mike. Just don't do it.
My hands on.
You're mission critical. You gotta act like you're part of. Again, I don't know who in the NFL office. I got to meet that individual.
Yeah,
who's the one who decides to refer to everybody working on the schedule release as if we're launching some sort of satellite into space?
Give that person a raise.
Mission critical, right?
What a great phrasing.
Certainly if it's going to wind up being a new Jerry Bruckheimer hit.
That means it was probably a Harvard grad, like he said.
No, he said, actually, he deuced all over that unnamed individual.
Again, great point by you. Who says no to that guy? Jerry walks in their office.
Yeah, we just don't
know
Jerry.
He's got an idea. They're like, not
everything of yours is a hit. Well wait
guys,
a minute.
Remember, though.
Then he just puts down the Jerry stacks on the table.
Remember when Bill Belichick was looking for a job and actually Harrison's resume opens up the Halliburton? Rings.
That was it.
Didn't work. So maybe every now and then.
That's true.
These guys get told no every now and then.
Is there any Harvard grad in the Falcons front office?
Where'd Rich McKay go to college?
Me and Captain Jack Sparrow on the Amazing Race.
It would be
great. That's all I'm saying.
And again, I'm taking Nick Cage. The national treasure is an amazing race.
I'm taking Connor.
It literally is an amazing race.
I may go Bruce Willis, Armageddon. He was a good leader.
Like, all of you are going to beat us, but me and Jack are going to have the most fun.
Let's be honest here.
But it'll get me to the end.
Let's be honest here.
And I win. Oh. I keep the money myself.
Rich McKay went to Princeton.
Oh, close.
Same thing.
Oh, Ivy League.
Ivy League. I'm just saying.
Rich, pop that schedule up on your laptop and walk away, bro. Come on.
Who would be the best person here to have as a teammate of the year?
Not me.
Probably RJ.
Oh, that's true.
I actually would, because I could get in any place.
Well, he's young. He's got the energy.
Yeah. And he's able to do
many things.
He's able
to pretty much
things.
Do everything.
Yeah.
Jack of all trades.
And he believes that he can do anything, even if he can't.
Right, exactly. He's got the belief.
I can kick an 80-yard field goal.
Is RJ the Rich Eisen show MacGyver?
I think he is, bro.
Irrational confidence plus MacGyver. That's him laughing in the background.
Is that him laughing?
Yeah, CeCe's back there.
Not Chudwin? Not our call screener?
Oh, no.
Adam's not listening.
He's not listening?
He's listening. Stop it.
If they rename the show The Amazing Sit on Your Ass.
Adam,
I'm
taking
done.
Straight.
Oh no, that's great. I'm done.
I don't think CBS would greenlight that one. Hey Jerry, what if we come up with the amazing sit on your ass? See all the amazing things you can do while sitting on your ass.
He has a message for you in the in the box.
You can't say that, Adam. I can't say that. Adam, you're mission critical to the Rich Eisen show. Okay.
Roku only, you could say.
He's the first line of defense.
very much so.
That's friends like the Marines.
He's on the front lines.
He does very well sitting on his ass.
He's on the front lines.
Technically, all of us are sitting on our behind.
We are. We're great at it.
You know?
We're super.
My cheeks hurt. My cheeks hurt.
I can't breathe.
Yeah!
I will not break my NDA.
All right, I'm calling in from Florida tomorrow.
Rich. All right, tonight, schedule release on NFL Network, 8 Eastern Time. Back to wrap up on Roku in a sec.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker. Although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a three-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord. We get it. They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.